Probably you would have swarms of earthquakes and some surface uplift and possibly some changes in the patterns of behaviour of the geysers and steam vents, but nobody really knows. So it could just blow without warning. He nodded thoughtfully. The trouble, he explained, is that nearly all the things that would constitute warning signs already exist in some measure at Yellowstone. Earthquakes are generally a precursor of volcanic eruptions, but the park already has lots of earthquakes, 1,260 of them last year. Most of them are too small to be felt, but they're earthquakes nonetheless. A change in the pattern of geyser eruptions might also be taken as a clue, he said, but these too vary unpredictably. Once the famous geyser in the park was Excelsior Geyser. It used to erupt regularly and spectacularly to heights of 300 feet, but in 1888 it just stopped. Then, in 1985, it erupted again, though only to a height of 80 feet. Steamboat Geyser is the biggest geyser in the world when it blows, shooting water 400 feet into the air. But the intervals between its eruptions have ranged from as little as 4 days to almost 50 years. If it blew today, and again next week, that wouldn't tell us anything at all about what it might do the following week, or the week after, or 20 years from now, Doss says. The whole park is so volatile that it's essentially impossible to draw conclusions from almost anything that happens.